Good morning, everybody. I'm Kostas Batsiakas. I'm a PhD student in Kansas State University under Dr. Pliakoni. Today, I'm going to talk to you about how production of organic tomatoes in high tunnels is reducing post-harvest, pre-harvest, and post-harvest losses. So, the consumption of locally grown food in United States has increased the last decade, and actually those same consumers that want to consume local food, they are favoring organic growing methods. And high tunnels is a typical growing system that is utilized in local food production by small acre organic growers. And we found through a questionnaire in a growers conference in Midwest that most of the small scale growers of the region have limited access to cooling. Generally, so far the research in high tunnel production is mainly focusing in things like plant health, soil health, total yield, and we have limited information on how this growing system is affecting post-harvest quality and pre-harvest losses and food losses in general. So, to answer those, our research projects were first of all to determine the effect of organic high tunnel tomato production on pre-harvest losses and productivity, and then to investigate the effect of organic high tunnel production on the quality and shelf-life when stored in optimum, but also in non-optimum temperatures in order to address this issue that the small-scale growers face. So to answer those, we held a field trial between 2014 and 2016 in K State Olathe Horticulture Research and Extension Center in Olathe, Kansas. And you can see in the picture, we had six replicates per treatment. Here are the high tunnels and here is the open field plots. And we used a randomized complete block design, and we had six plants per replicate, and we tested two cultivars, the hybrid BHN 589 and the heirloom Cherokee Purple. We measured total yield and marketable yield, and also we assessed the pre-harvest losses as percentage marketability of the total yield. The initial plan was actually to use the tomatoes from this replicated experiment for the post-harvest study, but things didn't go as we wanted, so we couldn't get enough fruit for creating a post-harvest trial because we needed approximately 110 fruit per run. And for this reason, we planted a non-replicated high tunnel and open field trial, which also had issues because I don't know if you know about weather in Kansas. Summers get extremely hot. So actually, in 2015, we didn't get enough fruit from open field. So for the post-harvest study, we used three harvests for the BHN variety and two harvests for the heirloom variety Cherokee Purple. And we harvested the tomatoes at maturity stage pink. And we stored them at 12.5, which is the optimum temperature for tomato, and 25 Celsius, which resembles more or less ambient room temperature. We had three replicates with three fruit each, as you can see here in the bottom, for each measurement day per treatment. And we took a variety of quality measurements through Self-Life, and our cut for finishing the trial was when the 35% of the fruit scored below 5. And except overall quality, we measured respiration rate, surface color, fruit firmness, antioxidant capacity measured as ORAC and FRAP, total phenolic content, lycopene, beta-carotene content, and sugar to acid ratio. So moving to some results, we can see that actually the high tunnel production had a significant effect on marketability and total yield, and more specifically, the yield increased 87% when compared to open field, and the marketable yield increased 120% when compared to open field. And if we break those down in cultivars, we can see that for BHN, the increase was 92% in total yield and 115% in marketability. And for Cherokee Purple, total yield increased 128% and marketable yield increased 81%. Regarding post-harvest losses and percentage marketability, I don't know if this is really visible, but high tunnels had significantly higher percentage marketability. And if we cut it down in cultivars, the heirloom variety also had significantly higher percentage marketability. But for the hybrid, we didn't see significant difference in percentage marketability. And moving on the post-harvest study, here we can see the overall quality. And for all treatments except the hybrid stored at optimum temperature, we can see that open field tomatoes quality declined at a faster rate than the high tunnel, and this resulted for the hybrid stored at ambient in extension of life, self-life of 3 days, and for the heirloom variety stored at ambient in extension of self-life of 6 days, while for the heirloom stored at optimum, we had an extension of self-life of 5 days. Moving on the respiration rate, we can see that more or less all treatments had similar respiration patterns, except the heirloom variety stored at 12.5 Celsius, where we can see that from day 5 and on, we have a significant increase in the respiration rate for the open field fruit when compared to high tunnel. Regarding surface color, also we don't have any differences. The red color developed similarly for both treatments and varieties. And for fruit firmness, we can see that for all treatments, we have a similar decline in the first days, but for all treatments except the heirloom stored at optimum temperature, the slope is steeper for high tunnel. You can see it in those cases. Regarding nutritional and organoleptic quality, actually, we didn't see any difference between the treatments during storage. And here I'm presenting the quality, nutritional quality on day of harvest. And we only found that Cherokee Purple that were grown in open field had actually higher antioxidant capacity both for ORAC and FRAP. And for the rest, we didn't see any significant differences between the open field and high tunnel. So, in conclusion, we can say that high tunnel production had a significant effect on pre-harvest losses, and this was demonstrated as an increase in yield and marketability. And also we had an increase in percentage marketability, and we had also reduction of post-harvest losses. We saw an extension of 3 days for the hybrid stored at non-optimum storage temperature, and we saw an extension of 5 and 6 days for the heirloom variety at both storage temperatures. Moreover, we saw that tomato quality was not compromised from high tunnel production, because in some research it has been mentioned that it resulted in significantly smaller nutritional quality. And specifically, we saw that there was no effect on the nutritional and organoleptic quality of the hybrid, while we saw decreased antioxidant capacity for the heirloom variety, but only on day of harvest. And with this, I want to thank USDA for funding our project, and Dr. Helena Tseba, which is the postdoc in our department. And actually, we did this research together. And Sergios Batziakas for the statistical analysis, and the crew in the extension center. Those are the references. Any questions? Yes. Yes, sure. As I said earlier, the weather in Kansas is really extreme during summer, so a high tunnel creates a microclimate, and the fruit is less stressed from temperature, sun, wind. So if you... Maybe I can go back. No, it's okay. Yes, so when you harvest a fruit that is more stressed on harvest, this reflects on shelf life, because... yeah, mostly, I think, temperature-wise, it's like the sun and... Yeah, it gets from 90s to 100 something. I don't really know. I haven't measured that. Maybe David, have you measured that? Okay, I remember Dr. Rivard saying that it's actually a bit cooler in the high tunnels. Okay. Higher antioxidant capacity, yeah. Not phenolic. Yes. Regarding the marketability, fruits that had cracks or blossom end rot or insect infestation, those were discarded, actually. And for the pink harvest stage is something that is done typically in the region from the small growers. Yeah, they don't harvest in earlier.
We have to go to the next presentation. So if you have more questions, please, after the session, you can catch up.